For a long time in Orange County, the community had faced many issues. One in particular, no emergency housing for domestic violence survivors in Orange County. It had been an issue for a long time. The Compass Center for Women and Families recently decided to take action to address that. They launched a campaign called Safe Homes, New Lives to fund the purchase of apartments, emergency apartments for domestic violence survivors. They initially intended to raise $675,000. That was their goal. Ultimately, thanks to a great fundraising effort from the Compass Center and lots of generous donations from the community, they have just surpassed $1 million in donations. They have already opened some housing. They're hoping to open 4 apartments by the end of the year and more to come. So with more on that, we're joined in the studio by Joy Shaver, who's the Director of Domestic Violence Crisis Services at the Compass Center. CompassCTR.org is their website. Joy, thank you so much for being with us today. Good morning.
Thank you so much for having me, Aaron. I am so glad to be talking about this really important initiative.
And tell us about just the success of it. I know $675,000 is already a pretty ambitious goal to begin with, and to almost double that and more fundraising to come is really exciting.
Yeah, I am so, so proud of our team and our community. It's been such an amazing thing to see the outpouring of care from our community in such a tangible way, especially in the midst of COVID when so many people were struggling. You know, our public campaign launched only about a year ago. It's like a year ago, next week actually. And we never imagined that we were gonna get over $1 million. And I am just so proud of our community seeing this need and really responding to it.
You work with domestic violence survivors all the time, so I did the 15-second summary of the issue, but tell us more about the issue and why this housing is important.
As people probably know, you know, domestic violence is a pattern of course of control that ultimately can lead to the murder of the victim, right? And one of the ways that we prevent that is by really offering a safe place for someone to go when they are escaping that abuse. And so I am really proud of our particular shelter model. So we, like you said, we chose to go with apartments, which means that we can give each client individualized care, and that our clients aren't together bumping into each other's shared trauma. You know, we did a lot of research on this program before we started it, and this this type of program has the best outcomes long-term for domestic violence survivors. And it also means that we can do things like house pets in some of our apartments. Many people will not leave without taking their pets with them. And we can also host larger families, which is so important. And just the diversity of our community with men and trans people being housed safely. All of those things were so important to us, and I'm so proud that we can now offer safe housing to all of those people.
And I know the first apartments have just opened, but what have you already seen in terms of just the impact it's had on people?
It has been an amazing impact. Even just giving somebody a key to their own residence has, you know, the impact of that has been flooring. We've had clients ask us, you know, I don't have to tell you if I need to go to the grocery store. I don't have to ask permission to go out. And that just shows the level of control that they have been living under. And it really helps them, you know, have a place where they can think through what they want to do with the rest of their lives and start dreaming and start, you know, working towards those dreams, whatever they may be.
Speaking with Joy Shaver, Director of Domestic Violence Crisis Services at the Compass Center for Women and Families. Again, compassctr.org is the website. We're talking about the Safe Homes, New Lives campaign that has opened already and will open more emergency apartments in Orange County for domestic violence survivors. They've hit $1 million in their fundraising campaign and more to come on that. But your work goes beyond that one campaign. How has your work changed and how has it not changed in the midst of the pandemic, both in your just sort of day-to-day activities and what you're hearing from community members?
Yeah. I am really proud of our team. None of our services lapsed over COVID. So we have a large suite of services from crisis services with our hotline and safety planning and providing emotional support to support groups, to a transitional housing program, to a mental health access program. And then we also have self-sufficiency services, which work on career and financial aspects, because we know that, you know, people who do not have economic justice in their lives are at risk for so many other forms of violence, including domestic violence. And, you know, all of those services have been integral to so many survivors, including our Safe Homes survivors, right? So they're not only taking advantage of our shelter, but they are connected to a wider community that can support them long term. And even for survivors who don't wind up in our Safe Homes apartments, we strive really hard to connect with them long term and give them the best both emotional care and best safety planning that we can give them, and best roadmap out of a dangerous situation.
Speaking with Joy Shaver, and as we start to wrap up, what is next for the Safe Homes campaign?
Yeah, so if people are interested, you can still give to Compass Center just by logging onto our website. We are still in need of all of that community support to keep doing this really important work. We are hoping to open a fourth apartment in early January. So we are looking forward to doing that and looking forward to, you know, raising money to support all of our services, including adding on to our Safe Homes apartments. We hope to eventually have 6 apartments. And we are just so excited to see all of the support from the community.
And again, compassctr.org is the website, compassctr.org. Go there, find out more about the work that they do and the Safe Homes New Lives campaign. You can donate to the campaign. They're also always accepting other help, volunteer work, and a whole lot more. So get all of the information you need at that website. And if you need to access their services, they've got all the information that you need there on the website as well, compassctr.org. Joy Shaver, thank you so much for being with us this morning.
Thank you for having me.